been a busy week for coalition forces in Regional Command Southwest. Here's a quick look at what's happening in Helmand and Nimroz provinces. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta paid a visit to service members at Camp Leatherneck Wednesday to give a strong message of support during a town hall meeting. The Defense Secretary reaffirmed the commitment the United States has to accomplish the mission in Afghanistan, saying individual incidents shall not undermine the resolve to that mission. Service members were given the opportunity to ask the Defense Secretary questions at the end of his comments before all lined up to shake his hand. The visit was the Defense Secretary's third trip to Afghanistan since he took office in July. On March 12th, RC Southwest welcomed a new commander, Commanding General Major General Charles Gerganis of 1st Marine Expeditionary Force Forward, or 1 MEF Forward, assumed command from 2 MEF Forward Commanding General Major General John Tulin during a transfer of authority ceremony at Camp Bastion. General Gerganis assumes responsibility for Helmand and Nimroz provinces. During 2 MEF Forward's one-year deployment, General Tulin said they focused on the development of the Afghan National Security Forces, or ANSEF, and transitioned to professionalizing the force. General Gerganis said that the strength of RC Southwest has always and will continue to be the combined efforts of the 10-nation coalition, coupled with the Afghan national security partners and friends. Also, he said 1 MEF Forward will continue the development of the ANSAF to enable the government of Afghanistan to provide peace and stability for its people. In Northwest Marja, Afghan police and Afghan National Army units took the lead in a sweeping operation. The ANSAF units partnered with Marines serving with Regimental Combat Team 5 during the two-day operation. Marines said they searched compounds for evidence of weapons caches or improvised explosive device-making material. The ANSAF planned out the operation, and Marines provided support and guidance along the way. And finally, in Qanishan, Task Force Leatherneck Marines serving with the Civil Affairs Detachment supported a small community in building a new grade school. The current school is a traditional structure to the area in southern Helmand Province of mud and mortar with no electricity or running water and could only accommodate students up to the 6th grade. The new school will hold up to 8th grade and have electricity and water. Corporal Joshua Brooks said patrolling to the school and visiting the children is the highlight of his deployment. He said knowing that the students will have a safe place to brighten their horizons makes his 7-month deployment worth the journey. That's all for the RC Southwest update for this week. Reporting from Camp Leatherneck, I'm Sergeant Michael Cifuentes, reminding you to stay vigilant and stay safe.